Hey, today's learning from the Mishnah's Chaim Lutz from Shinai Meshma and Daniel Rivka Bas Meshma Israel, Yisra Menachma Meshma, Yisra from Shlema Chaim Meshma and Malka, and Bracha Bas Malka, Matitz from Fegaldina, and it's Chus for all those in and around there, it's Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Nun Dalet. We are in middle of Sif Hey. We're talking about over here, if somebody put in bread to the oven to bake right before Shabbos starts, so it's still totally raw. We've discussed Halachas, when you could eat it, when you can't eat it. We saw certain Kulas. And now let's continue. We're about halfway through the sif on page Chavah for those of you looking inside. And we start off Ukashu Raida. So you remember we said yesterday that these ovens, these breads were baked by sticking the dough to the wall of the oven, and there was a certain umness, certain talent to be, and there was a special tool that they would use to take the bread off. If you didn't know how to do it, you would end up breaking up the bread. So it says the Mechaber, Ishu Reida, when you remove it, when you lower or take off the bread from the oven, Lo Yirda B'Marda, don't use the Marda. What's the Marda? So he explains over here, Perish B'Rasach U'B'Mizra Targa Marda Pala Balaz. Basically, it was a special kind of spatula that they would use in order that to take it off on Shabbos in an oifen that you're allowed to take it off. For example, we said you don't have mazah and shalish sudas and you only did it b'shaygig. So in that situation where you're allowed to take it off, you should not use this the tool that is generally used for it. Ella b'sakin u'kiyotzeba, use a knife, use some other instrument to take it off versus the one that regularly you can't. You should not do it the way, basically this is because it was a certain talent, it's a certain umness, we view it as an uvda d'chayl, and since it's an uvda d'chayl, you should not do it that way. The M-E-F shalir dice machine. What happens if you can't get it off? If you use it, do it in an unusual fashion. Yir de b'mardas, again, it's not really any isser and take. Once you're allowed to take it off, there's no actual isser in taking it off using the regular tool to take it off. If you can, you should do a shinoi, so then it's not, doesn't look like ovda d'chayl. And then you can do it in the regular way. Let's just see the Mishnah Berurah on this before we continue in the Mechaber. Yirda b'marda, you should take it. You should not take it off with the regular tool. Why? The Radius Apas. I'm sorry. He said yirda b'marda. He said that if you don't have the ability to take it off with some other instrument, if you try taking it off with a knife or something else, it's just not going to come off. You're not going to be able to get it off. Says. You could use that instrument that is generally used, that tool that's generally used to take it off. Why? The Radia Sapas, it's not a real, even a Drabanon. It's only because of Uvda Dechayl that we say that you shouldn't do it. In any time you have where it's an Uvda Dechayl, but you cannot do it. The Tzorech Shabbos, and it was a Tzorech Shabbos, Hitiru, they were allowed us to do it even in the regular fashion. Abel, Roida Kedarka, right? It was safe al Yerabe Kosov, the Yesh Lahachma, Kaposka, the Svirlu, the Philon, the son of Beheta, Tzorech Lias, Aridia, Dafka, Bashino. So he says, adding on another thing, we're now talking about the case that you did it in a way that really you should not have done it. And therefore, if you did it b'mezid, you're not allowed to take it off at all. You did it b'shoygig, you're not allowed to take it off unless you're in a situation that you have no other food to eat and you have no other bread to eat. And because of the tzairich of having pas by your meals on Shabbos, which is the Iker Mitzvah of Yisud Shabbos, therefore we allow you to do it. And therefore, when you're doing it in such a case, you should not do it in the regular fashion. Now, Del Yeraba adds on that even if you did it in a case that it was totally mutter to do, you left the bread in, it was already kamaifel bender say, as we discussed, it was already karmu paneha, already reached the level that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Still, when you're removing it, you should also not do it if possible in the regular way, but you're better off doing it with a shinui when you take it off and not use the regular instrument. Again, this particular aspect is not applicable today. We make our challahs today not by sticking it to the walls of the oven, and we generally make our challahs in a pan, removing it from the pan, even if it gets a little stuck to the side of the pan, does not fall into the dechayil. It's not something that it's an umnis. It's not a talent. Anybody who is basically okay in the kitchen is able to do it. So this particular thing, if you do, let's say you had a knife and that you baked your challahs before Shabbos, they were completely baked before Shabbos, you don't have any issues, and you left it in the oven, and now you take it out. You have to take it out of the pan. Don't think that because we said over here you have to do it with a shinui, there too you have to do it with a shinui. It's not a dimyon. It's totally, totally fine to take it out the regular way, and you don't have to worry about doing it with a shinui. Okay, now let's go a little vite over here. The imnisana b'kadesha yikru panel, says the mechaber, if you put it in a way that it's was baked enough that there was no issa, kevin loy of the isur of itzarach Shabbos who read the kedarker. So I read the mishabru before this. So we just saw the Elia Rabba who says that it's better not to, but the mechaber says that you can. Now the mechaber adds on another thing over here that's very important. That if you have this this dough that's stuck to the oven wall, and now you want to take it off, you cannot take it, and you don't need that bread for Shabbos. So then taking it off the wall is simply being preparing your something for chayil. You're not allowed to be mechen from Shabbos to chayil. So in that case, you can't take it off at all, whether you're doing with a shinui or you're not doing with a shinui. You're not allowed to take it off at all, since it's not l'tzaruch Shabbos that you are doing this. You're doing this as achana for something during the week. So this that we said, you can take it off on Shabbos, is totally only in a situation that you're using it for Shabbos. It's not that you're eating it that you're eating it on Matzah Shabbos, and then you'd be making a Shabbos Lechayil, which we've already discussed much, much earlier on. Hachana from Shabbos Lechayil is obviously not permitted. Okay, and the same thing would be Shabbos Deyantiv. Says the Rama, B'chol zeh, B'taner, She'enei tuach betit. All these halachas that we said were referring to a taner that is not sealed up. And we've had this already before. We saw the Rama holds that once something is tuach betit, it is much more kulidik. That what's the concern of putting a raw dough into the oven is that we're going to be shemi yachata. The Rama holds that once it's tuach betit, which means that it's sealed up, which in our version, lechayra tuach betit, can also be. You put a lock on your oven, or you put tape over your knobs, right? So now it's already sealed up. So now you have, according to the Rama, this reminder that's not going to bring you that you should go ahead and adjust the fire and make it hotter in order that the dough should be ready. Or you're not even planning on eating the dough right now, the bread now. The yesh lezman lefaisa, you have plenty of time, so we're not worried about shemi yachata. Mutter, then it is mutter to put it in right before Shabbos, because in this case, we are not concerned about Shemi Echata. Let's see the Mishabur on this. He's going back to the beginning, where the Mechaber said that it's usher to put the dough into the oven in such a situation where it's totally not going to be baked before Shabbos. That is in an oven that's not tuach betit. What's the place? The mutalitin, the loy gazrin and shemi yister atit v'yichate. We're not concerned that you're going to unseal the oven in order to stoke the coals. V'ayim b'siv zayin, heich yisnaig b'inyan hayridiyo. With regards to, in such a case, how are you supposed to act with regards to taking the dough off the wall of the oven? Meaning that you're not baking it until after Shabbos, and therefore it's not going. You don't have to worry about stoking the coals because it's going to be fully baked by that time that you want it anyway. The batanurim shalanu in our ovens. We're going to see in Siv Zion that you can our ovens you can actually do the ridi on Shabbos v'lechel and eat it. Even if he does have the food for Shabbos, we'll get more into that over there. If you don't have the tuach betit, even if your intention, what he's saying over here, the Rama said, if your intention is I don't plan on eating the dota after Shabbos, therefore you don't have a concern of shami chata. But we're going to learn soon that in our ovens are more kulodik, and therefore even if you didn't have intention, you can possibly change your mind. You can say, hold on, I got much fresher bread in my oven, so let me go take that. Right. So there, since you potentially might change your mind and say, hey, I want to eat this now. Now we got a concern of Shem Yechata. And since we have a concern of Shem Yechata, if it's not Tuach Betit, you would have a problem, and therefore you should not put it into the oven that's not Tuach Betit right before Shabbos. Okay? That is Sif Hey. Now, right, that was Sif Hey. Let's start with Sif Vav. Im Nesanei b'Shabbos afilu b'mezid. What happens, and this is a very interesting discussion, and we probably won't cover it all today, we'll continue with it tomorrow. In the Sunday of Shabbos, a filib amazed. A guy goes ahead and he puts a dough into the oven on Shabbos. It could be either scenario. I put it in Shabbos b'mezed, or I put it in Shabbos b'shoykik. I forgot that it's Shabbos, or I didn't know the halacha. I didn't know you're not allowed to bake on Shabbos. Right? I thought that you're allowed to put it in on Shabbos. Mutaloi lirdois koidem she'efik day shalo yavili de issa skila. Now, here's a very, you're allowed to go ahead and remove it from the oven before it gets baked, so you shouldn't be over the and become uchuyiv and skil. So what's he talking about over here? So when I go ahead and I put a dough into the oven on Shabbos, okay, I am be'etzem not over the issa of afiyah, and the same thing would be a pot. I take a pot and I put it down directly on my fire. I am not, it's a very interesting issa. I am not over the issa bishul the second I put it down. I am over the issa bishul if it stays on long enough that it becomes cooked, then retroactively to when I put it on, I was over. Very interesting. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, I put a raw dough into the oven. I'm not over this arfia because nothing happened so far. I didn't bake anything yet. Once 20 minutes goes by and now it is baked enough, it's considered baked. Now, retroactively to 10 o'clock when I put it into the oven, I was over the issur of arfia. So therefore, says the Mechaber, if I put it into the oven now and I take it out, and we'll discuss some of this in the Shabur, I take it out 5 minutes later before it got baked, I was not over this rafia, and therefore I saved myself to be mechuyev and skilo chas v'shalom. Now, what's the chiddush? Why should, of course I should take it out. The problem is that once I put it into the oven like that on Shabbos, besides the fact that it was raw dough, right? But in raw dough you can't eat, so raw dough is mukhs anyway. But let's say raw dough wasn't the problem. Let's say you could eat the raw dough. But the second I put it in, right, it becomes usr to eat it on Shabbos, right? We said that once you put it into the oven, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, since it became usr, or it was mukhs anyway, because dough you can't eat raw, it's an isser of mukhsa. So I have a choice over here. I can be over the drabanon of mukhsa, or I can be over the diraisa of baking and michayev skila. Therefore, says the Mechaber, better be over the isra of muksa than be over the isra diraisa. Now we'll see shortly what's the chiddush of that. You would think logical. I have a choice of a drabanot, or a choice of diraisa. Of course, I should be over on the drabanot. But we'll see why that is a chiddush over here. Let's start with the Mishnah Berurah. I feel amazed. The Havam in the Halitei L'Rosh HaVayamas. I would have said, too bad. You did it amazed. You're a headache. The Mashmal on the Shari, then you're allowed to take it out. The Cholshkin K'shehid Big B'Shoigig the Shari, if you did it by mistake, they shall have the Nisachatas. Okay? You shouldn't be over Nisachatas. Loi, okay? He is allowed to take it out. Meaning, I put it in, I could take it out. Right to Loima. Dafka hu ba'atzmai mutal lirdos. The person himself who put it in can take it out. Aval acherim asurim lirdos b'shmilai. So if I go ahead and I put it in, I leave the house. Now you look at it and you say, hold on, Avrami is about to over nisa deraisa. Let me help him out. I'll be over nisa derabanan of mukta, and I will save Avrami from the isa deraisa. Right? Kadesh yavali de yisachatas. Okay. Misha hid b'kas apas. And I'm sorry. The Afka who batsim mutter leadis, he himself. Ablacher masurim leadis b'shvilei. Somebody else is not allowed to do it for him. Kevin shehidbik b'mezid ubein b'shaygig. Afilu mishehidbik esapas in any poishediu. I'm not here. I left the house. You can't tell me, hey, Avrami, you made a mistake. You put a dough in on Shabbos. They neimer leiladim. We don't tell a person that say chet kal be over a smaller chet. Kedei shalayavi taverchla de yisachama. Okay, because I you don't tell a person. Kevon shechaveiroi pasha b'mashe hidbik, since his friend was a pesheya, even b'shoigeg, you missed out at Shabbos. How did you make such a mistake? But filo b'tanurim shalanish eimem iser reduyo. There's no issa of taking it out of the oven. Mitzad el yirab, the asal acher, it's asa mishum dan batzik muksahu. As we explained, it's muksa. The ena royal tiltel. The chol zel in yinafiyah. Now, he says, interesting, this is with regards to baking. When it comes to, let's say I put a pot on the fire that had raw meat in it, right? That it's pashut that if I put the pot on, somebody else will take it off. I'll have to understand why. To be silik akadera enkan isa klal. There's no isum and mele yashka mitzvah lafruchem isura. There is a mitzvah. So what's he talking about over here? He just said that if I, Avrami Bergman, went and put a dough in the oven and then I walk out of the house, you realize it's not baked yet. You can't take it out because you're not supposed to be having an isa muksa to save me from an isa deraisa of afia. However, if I put a pot on the fire, then you should take it off. Why is there any different? That pot's also muksa. It's raw food. You can't eat it. So they explain what he's talking about over here goes back to halacha we learned already. The case is that I put a pot on the fire that has both cooked and non-cooked food in it. And you remember we said that if I cooked a non-cooked food together with food that was cooked already, and then I take it off, the food that got cooked on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to eat it, right? Because I cooked it on Shabbos. But the food that was already cooked, that just the fact that it got a little hotter, that's not a reason to ask for because I was able to eat it without that heat anyway. So that's what he's talking about. When it's a pot, I put a pot on the fire that has raw and non-raw. I put my challah that was fully cooked, but I added another piece of flanken into it. So the piece of flanken I added is aser, is muktzah. Okay. But the challah itself is really not muktzah. You're allowed to eat it. So yes, you're allowed to eat it. The person taking it off is not being gave anything because it's not muktzah at all. Because once you have in the pot muktzah and non-mukta, assuming that the non-mukta is chashiv also, and you want it, that is not considered mukta, and therefore, of course, you have a chiyuv to try to save me from ayisa deraisa. We'll go more into this tomorrow. There's a lot more to discuss on this, but we'll stop over here.